Hey, 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 this is May May coming to you straight with no chaser. We are going to chat it up today about life, relationships, parenting, and current topics in social media. We're going to give it to you straight, brutally honest, with no filter. So if you're ready to hear it straight with no chaser, then let's get it in. Definition of a friend, Tuka Mama. Okay, so Google that for me one time. And please read the description.
Definition of a friend is a person Rome who knows and with Rome who has a bond or mutual affect, technically exclusive of sexual or family relationship.
Okay, so it's not womb, it's whom, and a technical relationship is a friend. So it can be a friend on multiple levels, from the person who you kick rocks with, to the person you pick your nose with, to the person you go out to eat with, huh?
Yeah, I guess.
So, with that being said, where do you classify yourself in that friend description?
Family.
I'm a little lost. Can you elaborate on that?
Meaning my friends have to be close. I gotta trust them, this, that, and the other.
And it's likewise for you, vice versa then, right?
Yeah.
So you're saying that you're trustworthy and you're honest and responsible.
Best.
The only reason why I'm asking is because, you know, they say friends are around for a season. Oh, you know, you only be friends with this person and 2 years from now you don't even speak to this person anymore. So how would you consider yourself to be? Would you consider yourself as a... if I need some type of person, that's when somebody, your friends will come.
Mm-mm.
Or if I don't need something, I still have friends that come. I'm just saying for myself, I noticed that only time your friends come around is when you need them. Well, I mean when they need you. Other than that, you may not hear from them. You know, my circle real small, it's minimal. And it's like that for a purpose.
You got like two.
Because I don't really like messiness. And I don't like when people can't keep it real.
Honey.
If you can't keep it real, then real with yourself, then you can't keep it real with nobody, to be honest. So that's why I'm asking again, what's your definition of a friend? Because some people say friends are momentary, friends are lifelong, friends are just for while I go through this moment in time, or, you know, whatever the case may be. So again, I guess it all depends on each person and how you meet them as an individual. Let's say you meet a friend at school, so that could be more a long-term friend because you see him 5 days a week for the next 7-8 months, you know? Then you got friends to where you only see him when you go holidays, like out of town or somebody. Or you have friends that, I don't know, you just have people that you associate yourself with because you play sports together, or because you get your hair done together, or because you guys like the same something. So that's where you guys have a mutual liking. I guess that's how you develop into a friendship, because you guys have a mutual liking and it just takes from there, right?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, well, it's nice trying to find out about you and friends. And it makes a little sense, even though I did most of the talking. Straight. No chasing.
Ow!
You are a hot mess.
I don't even know what to say.
Hey, this is Straight coming to you with Straight with No Chaser. And this is Twin 73. And this is Tucamamas. And today's topic, we are going to discuss who or what is your inspiration? Twin 73, who or what is your inspiration?
How y'all doing out there? I'm Twin 73. And I just want to say that my inspiration is my parents. I'm going to start off with my dad. My dad is an inspiration because he's the one that taught me how to never give up. If you want something, you got to work hard for it. And you got to work twice as hard to take care of it. And also, he taught me, don't be afraid of hard work. Now, I move over to my mom. My mom taught me that always put God first before you do anything. Before you do anything in life, you pray about it. Give it to him. And he'll put you on the right path, put you in the right circle of people to get what you want. So that's basically a few things that my inspirations, my mother and father gave me.
Okay, and thank you, Twin 73, for that.
Peace.
Okay, now. We have here Tucamama. Who or what is your inspiration?
My inspiration is my mom and my auntie.
Why is that?
Because my mom always helped me out and always tells me not to give up and try my best. And because my auntie, she always helping me out and tells me to go for it and follow my dreams.
Well, it looks like you're following somebody's dream because she's making strawberry cupcakes as we speak. Mmm. Huh.
Oh, yeah.
Tasty. Okay, well, who are my inspirations? That's later to come.
What's the point of saying anything?
Oh, God. But you don't interview your...
This is Maymay coming back to you with Straight with No Chaser, and we're going to continue on the same topic that we've been visiting for the last couple times, and today we have Tucamama, Twin 73, and TT. TT, how do you feel about friendship? What is your definition of friendship?
A friend is someone that is available to you when you need them. You can call them, but you don't have to call them every day. You can talk to them, but you don't have to talk to them every day. Spend time with and just hang out with. And then who has your back whenever you need them.
Would you say you have loyal friends, or would you say you're a loyal friend?
I'm a loyal friend to a point.
Do you have any loyal friends?
Yes.
Do you have any true friends?
Yes.
Okay, so your definition includes truth and honesty?
Yes.
Okay. So I'm going to just give you a hypothetical, you know, situation. Let's say you've been a friend to a person, you've grown up with them, you invited them to social events that you have been invited to, so you include them. But when you're invited out, you're just the only one that you're seeing, that you're making the invitation, but they're not doing the same thing for you. So would you say that a friendship has to be 50-50, or would you say it's either give or take? Or, I mean, I'm trying to get a little bit more definition on friendship because, you know, friendship can be taken on so many levels. This is just a friend because I work with you, so you can have a work-related friend. You can have a family friend, a friend of the family that, you know, knows your family, that you guys, you know, hang out or do things with, or you could just have a friend to where you just meet someone mutually, you guys hang out and you do what you do, or you can have a boyfriend, you can have a girlfriend. I mean, there's so many levels of friendship. What was one would best describe yours?
A friendship is 50-50, give and take. Sometimes you may not want to hear the hardcore truth, but you have to tell them because they need to know. Somebody's talking about your friend and you're a little bit taken back because they're talking about your friend. You need to be honest to step up and defend your friend. But you also need to let your friend know these things are being said about you. You don't have to say where the source is coming from, but give them a heads up to know what's going on.
But as a friend, I think I would want to know. But in the back of my mind, I would be thinking, well, why would TT say something like that? Is she trying to throw a subliminal out there for me to just be on guard? Or, you know, because you have undercover friends who have friendship values but enemy intentions.
I don't trust the undercover friends.
But you don't know who those are.
You do.
So how would you...
have a way of knowing.
And please define that.
Basically, you can see how they treat you. If they don't treat you with the same honesty and respect, that's not a true friend. A true friend will have you through good, bad, and indifferent.
Well, let's say this particular friend, you don't deal with them on the regular basis. So therefore, their true identity does not surface right away. So you wouldn't see that. So it's kind of like they're camouflaging themselves, but their intentions are totally negative. So you have to kind of filter those out. I'm just saying in 2019, friendship, that word carries a lot of weight, but it means so little to so many people.
You get a vibe when you're around a certain person. And if that person doesn't give you the right kind of vibe, then you know to step back.
And the only reason why I'm saying that is because, you know, I've met a couple of people within the last couple of years. And as soon as I meet these people, what's your Facebook name? What's your Instagram name? I'm not trying to really just go out and meet a lot of friends because you're going to be Facebook, you know, friends or clout chase. I don't know what you would call it, but I just know that just because we link up or meet, we don't necessarily have to be social media friends. To me, that don't define a friendship, and I don't need you to know what I do, you know, behind closed doors, because, you know, Facebook is just that, a face that tells a book about you.
Well, I don't trust Facebook. I don't deal with the media.
The social media.
I don't deal with the social media aspect. A friend is somebody that I can have a conversation with. A friend is somebody that I can have a dialogue with. But in essence, the media stuff, I don't have time for. Because what you're telling me is in confidence. I don't need everybody in the world to know my business. And I don't need you to tell everybody in the world what's going on with me. So I want you to understand that I respect your privacy just like I want you to respect mine. So I treat you with the same respect until I see different. I don't judge anybody because I don't want to be judged by the same tactics that you're using. So in essence, a friend is somebody that you can count on, you can talk to, and you can relate to. But you can't deal with all the craziness, and I don't.
Marlon, oh, Twin 73, what do you mean by that?
What do I mean by what?
Define your terminology of friendship.
My definition of friendship is, it has multiple definitions.
Well, we here.
I can come up with, the first one off the top of my mind would have to be, your friends got to be respect.
Yes.
Your respectful. So, example, they have to respect your privacy, your space, your boundaries, and also have to understand you too. Now, I can count on my hand, both hands. I would say I have, I would have 10 friends. All of my friends fit on both my hands. And the reason why I say that is because they understand, they respect, they love, they encourage, they inspire, they also are willing to give constructive criticism. They don't just give criticism to tear you down. So, with that, your first two friends on this earth is your parents.
They teach you how to be a friend first, right?
That's what I said.
So basically, you learn friendship based off of...
You come into the world as an unidentified person to them until they give you your name and they know what you are and who you are.
So basically, they're your friends because they teach you everything you need to know.
So what you're saying is every relationship first comes friendship, regardless. Because you have to be able to get along with this person in order to take it to the next level, right or wrong. Regardless of what the situation is.
Right.
I get you. How about you, Tukamama? How do you feel about this friendship? Okay, we'll just get back to you, honey. TT, so, with that being said, of everything that you just explained about friendship with you, how do you receive negativity in a friend? Or are you okay in taking constructive criticism? Such as, let's say you have a friend that's telling you some information that's suitable for you based on your circumstance. You can take it and receive it and apply it to yourself, or you can just be upset because they're telling you things that you really don't want to hear. That's what a friend is. They're going to give you constructive criticism. They're going to be there for you, your high or your low. But everybody don't receive that in the same way. So my question to you is, when your friends are there to give you words of encouragement, do you receive it always in a positive outlook? Or sometimes you can snap back and, you know, take it the wrong way. And after you go through your storm, you understand better. But they were always there just to help you and be in your corner. And sometimes bad things are deserved for you to hear, so maybe you can change something about yourself because you're not looking at yourself and giving yourself the most credit that you should.
I have learned through my years that when someone tells you something, you don't automatically react. That you take it, you soak it in, you listen. Could be hurtful, could have you in tears, but when they're telling you these things, they're telling you to make you a better person and to help you through whatever trials or tribulations you're going through. We may not want to hear it because it may not be positive, but we have to be willing to accept it so that we can make the change within ourselves. And yes, it don't sit good with you when you hear something that's not on a positive tone. But what I'm learning is that I take that negative and I turn it around into a positive. And when I turn it around into a positive, it has a better outcome. I'm not going to lash out at that person because that person is only telling me what they need me to hear out of love. Not to get a reaction out of me, but because they care enough about me to tell me the truth about me that I may not be seeing. So I appreciate that, and I embrace it, and I move on.
Okay, I like what you're saying. That has a lot of good values in your comment, because that's just speaking the truth, and it is what it is. Okay, well, we'll be back with another topic in just a few moments.
How you gonna have her in the thing, and the first thing she gonna do is just, okay, professionalism.
Hello, this is May May, and we have another topic of the day, Straight with No Chaser. And now we're gonna talk about professionalism in the workplace. And the reason why I say, because I am on both ends of that, and when I receive customer service or professionalism, it's not what I give out. So I feel very offended when I don't receive it in the correct way, even if it's face-to-face or even if it's over the phone. So I have Twin 73 and TT here going to have this little topic with me real quick, because I just want to get their perspective on it. And I'm only going to give a scenario of mine, is that when, you know, in my business that I have, I speak to the person on the phone with a smile on my face, even though you can't see me, because a smile goes a long way over the phone versus not at all. And if you have a stank attitude, nobody asked you to sign up for that job. So why do you have such a bad attitude when it comes to showing your, when you're trying to, basically, you're a reflection of your job of work that you chose, because nobody chose it for you. So 2073, how do you feel about professionalism in the workplace? And have you ever experienced any unprofessionalism in the workplace? And if so, give a good description or an example that best suits.
Unprofessionalism in the workplace. Okay, is that, can I be a customer?
It can be, you can receive it or give it. Okay. It's just unprofessional.
I'm in the receiving end. I experienced unprofessionalism in a restaurant. I mean, the service was bad. The host was bad. Only thing that was good was the food, and I didn't leave no tip. For one, you know, you come into a restaurant, I believe you seat the guests at their table, and it's like you're on the clock now, so to speak. Because you don't want to be sitting there and then 20 minutes go by and you don't have no drink, no water, no nothing, no type of service.
Or even that, even come to check on you to see if you're ready to order at least.
Exactly. So that was bad. When we placed the order to have our drinks, that took another 10 to 15 minutes. And it wasn't that many people there. It was just me and another person. And the drinks came late.
So you're probably questioning yourself, like, is it something about me? Do they choose not to deal with me? Well, or should I ask for another service? Because you don't want to say too much because people can do stuff to your food. So you're trying to be professional.
Right.
At the same time. So I get what you're saying.
Also, when it was time to take the order, the person kept getting the order wrong. So...
Well, my question to you, hold on. How long did it take for you to get your food that whole time?
It took 25 minutes to get our food.
That's not bad, but did you even get service within that 25 minutes? Did you get a refreshed drink? Did they ask if you were okay? Because well, that all apologize. Comes with the professionalism, yeah.
When the food came, before we ate, I asked to speak to the manager. And I told him that this was just poor service. And it's unprofessional. It was unprofessional to me, but I didn't use that to him. I just said the service wasn't up to par. Because other people come in, they get service, they get checked on, they get looked at.
Do you think your color played a factor in this? No. Or your age group? No. Or was just the person just had a stank attitude? Because some people could come to work with a stank attitude.
It was the waitress or the waiter that he had in the area.
Yeah, it was
on that post.
It was the server. And I don't know if the server had a personal experience throughout the day, at the beginning of the day, or in the middle of the day, or whatever.
So you think that it was something personal? It wasn't you?
No.
And you just got the reflection of it? Because you didn't even... Right. You just coming in to get you a meal, huh?
I don't know this person from soup, but he just had, or they just had a bad experience or a bad happening to him that day. So what was... in return to me was the manager said we will take care of your bill for you. So, and he asked us if there's anything else we would like, and I just told him no. I just said I was just in the near future.
Yeah, because you can't do nothing else for me.
Would like to have better service up on my next visit. And so in return, to show that they appreciated our coming in to sit down and dine, they took care of the bill. They took care of the bill. And they personally said the next time that we come in, to please ask for them, because they were on call 7 days a week.
Okay, and TT, how about yourself? You can give me any type of unprofessionalism. It can be the workplace. It can be you receiving it on, you know, going out to dinner or whatever the case may be. But I'm asking you this personally because I know that you, let's just say you're a shot caller in your industry of work. And you, I wouldn't say give order, but you kind of manage how your office is ran. And I'm pretty sure you've had so many different shades of unprofessionalism from the beginning to the end. So what's the tea, honey?
An experience that I had was making a call to a company trying to get information. And when I placed the call, I identified my company that I was representing and I gave my name. The person on the other end was chewing gum when she answered the phone and wasn't really paying too much attention of the purpose of the call, why I was calling or what have you. And I had to stop her and say, your customer service is not up to par. And I need to speak to your manager.
So you maintain your professionalism, asking for a higher management up?
Yes.
Did you get what you asked for?
Yes, I did.
Was it any type of back and forth at one point? No argumentative states?
No.
So she just put you on hold
she
and got the manager?
Got her manager.
And what was the outcome of that situation?
Her manager got on the phone and said, I noticed that my rep stated that you needed me to get on the phone. And I explained to her why. First of all, her professionalism was horrible. Her attitude came across to me.
So it's kind of probably wasn't you, just like Twin 73, it was something personal with that individual.
Exactly.
But you know what I think about that? You need to leave it at the door because you come here to do a job. That's the professionalism part. So I'm pretty sure on that interview that both of these two people or candidates had before they got this position, they were asked a challenging question. But I guess they blew through that because the reflection that you guys are receiving was not a good one in the basis of this company.
Nope, it wasn't. And after I talked to the manager and explained to them why I wanted to speak to a higher level, they understood. They apologized for that person's behavior. They resolved my questions, and the call was then completed. But I do notice that at times when we have our good days and our bad days, and I know sometimes my days aren't the best, and if I feel myself getting to a point with someone on the phone, I'll ask him, can I have permission to place you on hold? And I do that for me to take a deep breath, bring myself down, because I realize that maybe somebody or something has gotten me to a point that I don't need to be at, and that's not the kind of attitude I want to convey on the phone. For the simple reason is, I don't want anybody to do me that way.
And that's why I wanted
and
to have this topic.
That's the attitude that I have.
I get you.
So then after I get off the phone with them, thank you for holding. I apologize for the delay. I go ahead and continue that conversation with them. And once we get that resolved, have a nice day. Because I don't want anybody to treat me snapping at me. Now, I do get, in my line of business, I do get a lot of calls from a lot of different personalities. And I realize that, you know what? If I keep my tone the same way that I have throughout that entire conversation, that person could be in a heated moment. And then I've had them come back and say, I apologize. My anger isn't towards you. It's towards something that I'm going through. And I can understand that because we all go through it. So I appreciate their honesty. I said, well, you know what? I'm not going to take it personal. I just know that we got to get through this and continue on with that conversation.
You know what works for me? And I'm just being on the customer service end, is that when I answer the phone, I smile. And say, hello. No, I say, thank you, blah, 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 blah. Because that changes the whole dynamics of that conversation.
Yes.
Even though I can feel some kind of way. But by me smiling on the phone, that puts them at a better at ease. And maybe this conversation can get turned around. And maybe my train of thought, based off of how I feel, because it's not with that person.
No.
But I wish everybody would understand that a little bit better. Because it take you a whole long way.
It does. It does.
Okay.
I appreciate
it. Well, how have you received unprofessionalism in the workplace as you're being someone superior? Give me an example of that.
coming in late.
How did you deal with that?
Basically, if you're going to let me know that you're going to be running late for whatever reason, I'm okay with that. But when I see that there's now a pattern being set, you're late every Tuesday or every Thursday or whatever day of the week it is, and you're always late, and you always use your children as an excuse of being late.
Now you're just taking advantage, huh?
It feels like that you're just, you're doing too much. Be honest. I'm running late. Be honest. My daughter is sick or something of that matter. But what really annoys me is it's consistent. You do it all the time. And with them being consistent in doing that, it's almost like now I have to take control of the situation, handle it, and also reprimand you about your tardiness. It's consistent. A pattern is being set. We need to start recognizing these things, and I need you to be mindful of this. I understand we have personal lives. I understand we have children. I understand all of that. But you also have to take into consideration, you agree to the terms of the job. And by it being an 8-to-5 or 9-to-5 position, you need to take that into consideration and not take advantage of other people. Because so now everybody's counting on you to do what you need to do. You're not available. So somebody else has to pick up your slack and do what you do plus their own duties. And that becomes a bothersome situation.
Because you're taking on somebody else's job that's not really yours.
Exactly.
Yeah, I understand.
And it gets annoying. So what you try to do is you try to be a little bit sympathetic on that scenario. But then again, it starts getting to be nerve-wracking when it's consistent.
How much sympathy do you give, or how many chances, or how many times? So the first time that this happens, do you pull this person to the side, or do you let it go 2 or 3 times, or do once that first time you set a boundary and you just go off of that? Because I do know, I noticed with the human, if you don't set boundaries, they're going to try to walk all over you just to see how far they can take you. Mm-hmm. If you don't do anything about it, then they're going to keep on walking. And then once you do decide to do something about it, oh, you're doing too much, or you're over-exaggerating stuff, but it's not it. I've let you already go too far, so now we here. But then now you brought it into a whole nother category, so now you're feeling offended because you're going to play victim off your own circumstance, and we wouldn't even be here in the first place if you didn't do this in the second place.
Well, I had to basically take that up with my boss to let her know that this is becoming a pattern and we need to do something.
Rectify it, honey.
And we need to resolve this and get some resolution on it. You're coming in late. I understand your child was sick, but it's become a pattern.
But see,
and we need to do something about it.
I get
this.
What you're saying, but to me, if I were to receive that, I would look at that as my dog ate my homework. So you're basically being passive aggressive because you're using another excuse for the reason why you didn't come in, and they don't even have nothing to do with you because I signed you up for, no, you signed yourself up for this job, if you
exactly.
understand what I'm saying.
Exactly.
And I find that very frustrating because you have so many people out here in the United States that are looking for jobs or starving for jobs that need the job, and you got the person that's on there to do the job that don't even want it.
Yeah.
But they're struggling. So it's like, I'm a little...
Yeah, you're a little, what I call is you're taken aback because you're trying to figure out what is, I'm going to step backwards and see, am I looking at it the wrong way, or am I looking at it the right way? Or am I looking at it for the whole total picture? Am I taking a whole perspective of the whole situation? Yes, I know things happen. Our children do get sick. Yes, I know things happen. Our children have accidents. Yes, I know things happen. I have to go pick my daughter up from school because my daughter's
but
sick.
But it shouldn't be
I
consistent.
I understand all of that, but it's consistent.
Yeah, that's too much.
So then somebody needs to sit down and take a whole picture of the whole thing and say, okay, what can we do to make this easy for you so that you can still get your job done? Because at 5:00, you ready to run out of there.
But you wasn't running in here at 8:00, honey.
Exactly. So we need to figure out what we're going to do and where's the happy medium going to be at that point.
Where do you draw the line, though? Or that's not your call to make?
It's not my call to make.
Your superior.
I have to go to my superior to see what she wants to do about the situation. Because then, you know, me being who I am, I'm Miss Reliable. I'm always there. I open up, I close up. I'm always there. But now if I'm running late, I'm going to let you know I'm running late.
But see, that goes back to...
That's very rare, but it does happen.
But that goes back to our conversation about friendship. Because you maintain some type of work friendship. So if I don't even trust you as a work friend, then how can I trust you as an employee to get here on time and do your task based off of our meeting when we first met for me to compensate you? So it's kind of like... people take advantage of you because
people do.
Because, and there we go with that friendship thing, because friendship, there always has that's your base on everything.
But we have to realize that you can't have friendships on the job. You have working relationships. They cannot be friendships.
So call it a workship, not a friendship.
Not a friendship. Because what happens is when you become friends on the job, the line is crossed. They have certain things that they expect you to do to cover for them because you are now become what? Their friend. Mm-hmm. So you can't take that. You have to say, this is the working relationship we have. This is the things that I expect of you. And the expectations are like this. I've seen a lot of friends that end up working together that have that conflict because they've crossed the line and now they no longer are friends. I've seen it happen too many times. It's not a place to have a friend.
So by that time, they're no longer friends, huh?
They're no longer friends.
So we didn't put this friendship on the line for the work, and somebody got fired.
Behind it,
wow. Exactly.
So you really got to take that into consideration. You have a working relationship with somebody. You don't want to be a friend with them on the job. Because see, the things that happens is whatever you do outside the job will now seep back in to the job.
Some way, somehow.
And you don't want that to happen. So what you want to do is we have a working relationship here at the job. When I am not at the job, I don't have to deal with you as a friend. Because that we just have a working relationship. We're not considered.
So basically what you're saying is as soon as I clock out, we strangers again.
That's it.
It is what it is, huh?
That's it.
Okay, well, this is May May with Straight with No Chaser with TT, and I like the way this is going. Get back to you in a minute.